William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Last Boss of Brighton, Boris Biba Neufeld and the Rise of the Russian Mob in America by Douglas Century, read by Sean Pratt and Gregory Karostashevsky. A note before we begin. To view maps and the book's glossary, be sure to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/The Last Boss of Brighton. For Marcia and Lena. Power is given only to the one who dares to bend down and pick it up. There's only one thing that matters. Only one. To be able to dare. Raskolnikov, in Fyodor Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment. The basic creed of the gangster, and for that matter of any other type of criminal, is that whatever a man has is his only as long as he can keep it, and that the one who takes it away from him has not done anything wrong, but has merely demonstrated his smartness. Herbert Asbury, The Gangs of New York. Author's note. When I embarked on this project by asking Boris Neufeld to tell me the story of his life, I found him to be frank and forthcoming. He possesses a sharp memory for details and can vividly recreate conversations from decades past. I was also aware that he can, at times, have quite a selective memory as a storyteller. To that end, I've conducted numerous interviews with his family, his friends, other mobsters, and members of law enforcement. I've read hundreds of pages of court documents in order to verify or, in places, correct Boris's account. On occasion, I've noted my own opinion in the text. In general, though, I've allowed Boris to relay his version of events, trusting that readers will come to their own conclusions. Working with an experienced Russian language expert, himself a Soviet Jewish emigre, I've done considerable research into the nature of life for Jews in the Soviet Union and during the first wave of emigration to the West in the 1970s, in order to provide broader historic and cultural context to Boris Neufeld's stories. Over the course of the past 4 years, I've interviewed Boris extensively in both English and with the assistance of my translator. Boris's English remains rudimentary, barely comprehensible to an outsider. In Russian, he is a chameleon, by turns erudite and earthy, his conversations filled with criminal slang, known as fenya, as well as literary allusions, Russian proverbs, Yiddish idioms, and his own neologisms. All his quotations in the book have been professionally translated from Russian and slightly edited for clarity. In places, when uniquely colorful and evocative, I've gone with the original Russian word or phrase in the text. Readers will find an extensive glossary on the enhancement to help them navigate this richly complex linguistic terrain. A note on the use of the word Russian to describe this era of Soviet emigre organized crime. The term is inexact, since many of the criminals described in this book hailed from Ukraine, Moldova, Georgia, Armenia, or, in Boris Neufeld's case, the Belarusian Republic of the USSR. Before its collapse in 1991, the Soviet Union was made up of 15 republics, with more than 100 ethnic groups and many distinct national languages. Russian was the official unifying language of the vast state. Almost all the Soviet emigre criminals who came to the West were described both by the media and law enforcement as Russians. As used in this book, then, the term Russian mob, or Russian organized crime, referred to the fact that these emigres were primarily Russian speakers, or identified most closely with Soviet Russian culture, regardless of their precise place of origin. Prelude.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?